pissed off at God, and I ain't got pissed off at y'all yet. You know, sometime I didn't think I was worthy, and I just want to say I want to thank y'all, because see, I'm one of the people that would have died in the last 27 months if it wasn't for y'all. I don't know, maybe some people forget about that. I realize I'm in a room full of saints, and that's all that's been here, saints and angels. I ain't. You know, I fart, it stinks. Sometimes I don't brush my teeth. You know, sometimes instead of coming to a meeting looking for the message, I look at somebody's dress tail. I didn't do that this time. All I basically want to say is that I understand that when I show up, I grow up. And the last thing I want to say is I've recently learned that lies have to be covered up, but the truth can run around naked. Thanks.
I'm an addict named Lawrence.
Lawrence.
How long, Bill? 5 minutes? No time. Okay. I don't know. I think this has been like real gratifying for me to be part of. You know, it was very informative also. I wish some of the other people who were invited would have came, you know. It's their loss. You know. In terms of history, I guess, you know, a dictionary definition is a collection of events. A collection of recorded events of significance. I think that's it. You know, something that isn't done anymore is, you know, that we don't input literature no more. And for me, anything that's written is literature, whether it be service guidelines, or, you know, the first H&I, that was the first project that I was privileged to be part of, was the input in the little blue book for H&I. I was also part of the early sickness of New York, of the New York region. And you know, the reality is that, you know, you can go to a meeting in New York and at any given moment and you won't find any literature on the table. And this is probably the fastest, well, it is, has been the fastest growing region, I guess in our world, you know, and there's a lot of suffering addicts. The decision was made in 1984, to form a board of directors. In New York. And essentially what that was going to do was it was supposed to create a better link between the region and the world. And you know, what I experienced was, you know, just trying to, like, you know, move over and just, you know, try to be nosy and try to be part of, you know, try to just be there and get involved, because that's what I was told to do. I felt like I wasn't really part of, you know. And, you know, I heard a tape of Jimmy Kay, and one of the things that he says is that whenever individuals tend to dominate, you know, spirit dies. And that's what I experienced, because there was, I would say, basically five people who dominated, and there wasn't any spirit. You know, there was a lot of growth and a lot of disease and a lot of money, a lot of prestige. And that's the reason Terry Ryan moved away from New York, because of the disease. You know. And, the purpose of opening a service office. It was all about prestige. And that may be an opinion, maybe an educated opinion too. But that's what I feel. And, you know, it was such an obsession to build a service structure and incorporate and have a service office where there was like three lines on the helpline. You know, there was one phone, there was two phones, one collating, one with a collating line and one without a collating line. And, but the obsession was to open a service office, an RSO. I can understand that. You know, I just couldn't understand that. And it made me bitter. And I really didn't have much knowledge, you know. But I knew it wasn't right, because it didn't feel right. One thing that I was always able to do was, you know, go to my home group, take an H&I commitment, go to a detox, you know, share the message of recovery, and just hope that some of those people will come to meetings, you know. But there was also a lot of things to, you know, to do. You know, there was just a lot of things to do. And I got clean in an institution. And the way I got clean was someone sent me a white book. Well, actually, someone sent the counselor a white book. And the counselor gave me the white book. And I wrote a letter. And that letter was sent down to New York to the man who was chairing the H&I committee, then, who was Terry Ryan. And Terry wrote me a letter. And he sent me some literature. And then some other addicts wrote me. And that's why I'm here today. And I'm here today because, I guess, like we all here today, you know, because of an intervention. You know, there was an intervention. And that intervention was for me to, you know, to be a member of Narcotics Anonymous and stay alive. And and to carry whatever it is, whatever it was that I had. Because people did it for me. And, you know, it's amazing, but if we're trying to get skeletons out of the closet, we might as well, right? Bo came up with the idea. Told his sponsor, well, you know, why don't you guys try to, you know, see if one of your home groups have a literature awareness marathon or something like that, or something with literature. And we were coming back from a meeting with another member of another home group. And they said, oh, yeah, okay, well, yeah, I'll take it to my home group, man. And, well, they didn't take it to their home group, but I brought it to my home group. And we workshopped it, you know, and that's history. And it ain't my credit, you know. And I'm not trying to claim any credit. You know, I'm just trying to say so. And it was just good to be there, to be a vehicle. And, you know, we're talking about making a weekend thing out of this, you know. And I look forward to that, you know. It's amazing. The participation was great, even without a dance, you know. I mean, there was a lot of people here. Maybe they thought there was going to be a dance. Maybe somebody told them a lie. I don't know. But, and that's the amazing part about it, you know, that people were interested. You know, people were interested. And, you know, my life is basically still very fucked up. You know. And I'm a whole lot harder on myself than other people, you know, people tell me. But I guess, you know, after having a shout out with my sponsor this morning, you know, he reassured me, you know, that I was growing, you know, and I needed to hear that. And then, like the other divine intervention is that, you know, by God's grace, you know, maybe I'll become a father. You know? And that's scary and it's overwhelming, you know. And I've been like on an elevator with it. I feel great, then I feel, oh no. I feel great, and, oh no. But, I mean, if I was a woman, I would have had like, a half a dozen already, you know. Because I love dogs, I love animals, I love kids, you know. I love things like that. I'm not going to let my insecurities kick out because everyone left as soon as I started to share, you know, for those who stayed, you know, I guess, have some faith in me. And the fact that the only personality I have to rise above is my own, you know, and that's what the hope that my personal program of recovery gives me. Just the fact that I could think of something like that, that, you know, the possibility I could rise above my own personality, you know, and be a better person, you know, that's sort of like a miracle, you know. And the presentation on, your presentation, Bo, was like right on, you know. I was hoping maybe you'd share some of those spiritual experiences that you shared with Jody and that you shared with me too. I was hoping that maybe you would share them, but you did share a lot of history, you know. Every time I think of the Memphis Conference, you know, Alex, tell me about the Memphis Conference where, you know, people had to go donate blood, you know. People bleed, you know, so we can write this book. You know, and I know how much that means, you know, to you, you know. Just overwhelming, you know. And I'm a book baby. If I would have known the Red Book would have been an archive, I probably would have kept it. I gave it to a newcomer. Just give it away like that, you know. I know what the disease always wants. It just wants total disunity and, you know, wants to tear each other apart. And sometimes I think if controversy is really good, you know, what kind of controversy is good? I don't think God wants us to live in conflict. I question that, you know, myself. So much stuff that I got out of this workshop. You know, and I don't know, I guess, you know, As an addict, you know, I could really see how I could really focus in on the problems a whole lot easier than the solutions, you know. But the solutions is real simple. Just be an involved member, you know, participate in your home group and participate in service. That's being part of the solution, you know. And those are things I like to do. I haven't slept all night. You know, I don't want to miss anything, you know. So I didn't sleep. So I get to sleep late tomorrow. But I didn't sleep, you know. And I wish I had the day off tomorrow so I could go to a quarterly, you know. I've never been to one. Never experienced anything like that. I was going to go to Newark, and I was living in Newark then too, you know, which is something that amazes me. Why didn't I get to Newark? I don't know. You know, I could have walked to the Holiday Inn, you know. I didn't make it. I guess I wasn't supposed to be there. And, you know, I think, you know, your idea of how many libraries are in Pennsylvania, you know, don't put me on no time limit. You spoke for 1,000 minutes. Give me that crap. I could stand on my 2 feet here. I mean, a good idea, you know, that in terms of how many libraries are in Pennsylvania is, you know, send those free basic texts to the library. Distribute them to libraries, you know. That'll really make them think, you know. That'll really make them think. And, hi, Lisa. Okay. I guess, I have to speed it along. You want to share? Okay. Anyway, I'm just glad to be part of history, and I know that everyone else is glad to be part of history, because this is what it was. It was history. Yeah. That's it. Thank you for allowing me to share.